Welcome back to Horizons. Last weekend, the Bishop issued a pastoral letter, a letter to every one of us, outlining the challenges in the diocese as we have more priests retiring and inviting us to take part in a consultation process in every one of our parishes. Facilitator Martin Kennedy is helping us. Martin, what stage are we at the moment?
We're at an early stage. The Bishop's letter has gone out, and basically there'll be an invitation in all the parishes for people to come to a meeting in their own parish at the end of this month. And that meeting will talk about the Bishop's letter and will explore people's views on the future of their own parish. So that will be happening at the end of the month. And following on that, the Bishop has put in place a working group made up of lay people and priests and religious who will sit down with the fruits of the conversations in the parishes and work out a pastoral plan for how to further the involvement of lay people in their own parishes, taking into account in particular the fact that there'll be more and more priest retirements, that an awful lot of parishes in the future will have to function without a resident priest.
This can get people down a bit. They feel sad about the lack of priests. How do you feel about it, or do you see any flickers of hope there, Martin?
You know, this is the new reality that we're living in, and God is in this reality, and what we need to look out for are signs of where God is operating, where God is working. So that as Christians, we can never lose hope, because it's God's work and God's plan.
It is God's plan. So as well, we're acting here in the background and trying to help it along. So what else can happen, or what else is happening in the diocese here that might move along the process?
The first thing I'm saying to people is to watch out for this invitation which will come in your parish for the end of this month. There will be a gathering, and it'll be led by local lay people. It'll be a conversation about the future of the parish, and it'd be great for as many people as could to come to that, to get a wealth of views and experiences. In preparation for those gatherings at the end of the month, we have a webinar coming up on Monday, February the 12th. That webinar is looking at this question of the future of parishes, you know, particularly because of the declining numbers of priests. And what we're doing at this webinar is we're getting stories from people in other parts of the world who have addressed the same question, you know, who've gone ahead of us.
Thanks, Martin. So that's Monday the 12th, and we'll give more details of it next Sunday morning, but it's a date for the diary. Thank you for joining me this morning on Horizons. Thanks to the production team, in particular Grainne Quirk. Just a thought for the coming week is from Ardfert Primary School, and their focus is St. Bridget. Frank Lewis will also be marking the new St. Bridget's Bank Holiday tomorrow morning here at 9, when he tells stories on the theme from St. Bridget's Secondary School, Killarney. Till this time, next Sunday morning, enjoy the bank holiday and have a very good week.